Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
This thought leadership interview is brought to you by Discovery Insure. Pledge to the hashtag Drive Now Text Later with Discovery Insure and you can win a share of 1 million rand. Learn more at discovery.co.za. Now, texting while driving is no longer just risky, it's deadly. According to new data from Discovery Insure, cell phone distraction has overtaken speeding as the leading cause of motor accidents among their clients. As South Africa battles a growing road safety crisis, a powerful new campaign is now urging drivers to change the way they behave behind the wheel. And joining us is Robert Atwell, Chief Executive Officer, Discovery Insure, to talk about their latest initiative. It's hashtag Drive Now Text Later. It's a partnership with BP Southern Africa that aims to save lives one choice at a time. So, Robert, very warm welcome. And let's start with the data. Always a good place to start. How bad is the problem of texting and driving?
Hi, Jeremy, and hi to your listeners as well. Discovery Insure has really collected a significant amount of data. So we now have over 20 billion kilometers of data. And the idea really is that we try and understand what drives motor vehicle accidents. And we measure a lot of things around how people drive, whether they speed, whether they drive aggressively. And our data is really showing us that phone usage has really become the number one killer and cause of accidents on South African roads.
You say that driving now causes more crashes than speeding. I'm wondering what has changed in that particular paradigm. Why the sudden shift?
Yeah, I think we're just seeing that phones have become a lot more addictive. I mean, phones have just become our permanent companions. And I think people are just too tempted to read a text while they drive. And typically when I ask people whether they would close their eyes for 20 seconds while they drive, they say they absolutely not. But we see that people just using their phones for 20 seconds on any trip increases their risk of an accident by more than 60%.
And Rob, to that point, it's become such a blind spot for so many South Africans, pun intended, even people who pride themselves on being more responsible drivers.
That's exactly it. And I mean, you would just see it if you're at a red robot that turns green, nobody moves. And you know that the guy in the front of the line is most likely on their phone. And we see it every single day, and we see it in our data as well.
So the campaign that you've launched now asks drivers to, and I quote, take the pledge. What are you actually asking of us?
Yes, Jeremy. I mean, I think at the core of it, we really are trying to make South African roads safer. And we're saying this isn't for a Discovery Insure client. This is really a plea to every single South African to say, actually, let's put our phones away. Let's focus on the road. Let's drive now and rather text when we get home.
So how are you going to make sure, though, that the pledge leads to real behavioral change? It's a good idea conceptually, but you've also got to work hard on the take-up, haven't you?
That's exactly it. So we have partnered with BP with really a nationwide footprint. And we're saying to every South African, go to BP, fill up your tank as you would normally for up to 600 Rand, and then make the pledge. And you would stand a chance to win up to 1 million Rand in prizes. And then, of course, Discovery Insure clients have an extra incentive to not use their phone because by driving well and not using their phone, they earn up to 1,500 Rand in their fuel spend back every single month.
As far as Discovery Insure is concerned, beyond awareness, and I think there's concordance there that it is important, are there other incentives or even penalties tied to distracted driving through your products?
We've actually taken the stance to not penalize clients for driving poorly. We're actually saying partner with us to manage your risk, and if you drive well, you get rewarded. I mean, that's really how our program's been structured. So each of our clients get a weekly personalized driving goal, and if they meet that goal, they get something equivalent to at least a coffee every week, but ultimately that larger fuel cashback at the end of every month.
Is there, Rob, I'm wondering, a particular demographic or group of motorists that you would be most worried about, or is it, I wonder, a universal problem? I mean, speaking from my own experience and to your example about just looking at the person in front of you who's patently still texting, it would seem right across the board.
That's exactly it. I think our young drivers have often received a bad reputation for driving poorly. But in terms of cell phone use, we're actually seeing it across the board. I think everyone is equally tempted. And I think it's become just a major problem across all demographics.
The challenge, of course, is to change the culture so that texting while driving becomes as socially unacceptable as drunk driving, for instance. And I think we have made huge strides in South Africa as far as the latter is concerned. Again, you would have set yourself targets, no doubt. You can't manage something like this unless you can measure it effectively.
That is exactly it. So we're hoping to see, especially from our clients' data, that phone usage would come down significantly. I mean, we've seen it with speed. I mean, if you remember back in the day, if you took that trip down to Durban, there was always that massive sign that said speed kills. And I think by now everyone is fairly aware that speeding is completely reckless. And we're hoping to make the same sort of move with phone usage. And at some point to say society says phone usage is just unacceptable. The data is unequivocal. No message is worth a life.
And important, I guess, that this campaign is being launched around about this time, given that so many people are going to be on the road this week and early next week.
That is exactly. Many people taking many long trips over the next period, and we really hope to reduce road fatalities over the next 2 weeks.
And finally, Rob, just a final call to our listeners now. What can each of us do to make roads safer each and every day?
Jeremy, I think from our side it's really simple. I think put your phone away, don't text while you drive. It's just not worth the temptation. Use your hands-free kit, and then of course just obey the South African road laws. Don't speed, don't drink and drive, and don't use your phone.
Yeah, we have an unacceptably high fatality rate on South African roads generally, so this is going to make a difference, I hope. The campaign is called #DriveNowTextLater, and I've been in conversation with Robert Atwell, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Discovery Insure. Robert, thank you very much indeed, and good luck.
Thanks, Jeremy.
This thought leadership interview was brought to you by Discovery Insure. They're committed to creating a nation of great drivers. Are you? Discovery Insure, insurance for good drivers.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.